Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to the Q3 FY 2023 earnings conference call of E.I.D. Parry, hosted by DAM Capital Advisors Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nitin Agarwal from DAM Capital Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, hi. Very good afternoon to all of you. We have with us today the entire management team of E.I.D. Parry to discuss Q3 results. We have with us Mr. Suresh, who is our MD, Mr. Muthiah Murugappan, who is a whole-time director and CEO, Mr. Suresh Kannan, again, a whole-time director, A. Sridhar, who is the CFO, and Biswa Mohan Rath, who is the company secretary. So without further ado, I would like to hand over the call to E.I.D. Parry management for their opening remarks, and followed by which we can continue with the Q&As. So over to you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Nitin. Good afternoon, everyone. It gives me great pleasure to be part of this analyst call to share and update on the global and Indian scenario and explain the Q3 performance of the company. On the global scenario, after having touched the sentimental $0.20 per pound in December, raw sugar futures reached $0.21 per pound in February, inching closer towards the six-year peak of $0.2186 per pound. Pent-up demand from China due to ease of COVID restrictions, expected drop in production from India, almost 7% lesser than the earlier estimates, and also in Europe due to the pesticide ban and stronger Brazilian currency discouraging exports, are auguring well for the prices in the short term. Brazil is slated to export 28.2 million metric tons for the season 2022-23, which is almost an 8% increase year-on-year because of the increase in the cane volume. The Brazilian sugar, however, would touch the international market by April-May of this year, post which the international prices are expected to be range-bound. On the Indian scenario, after having reached a record production of 357 lakh metric tons, after considering the diversion to ethanol during the last sugar year, latest estimates by ISMA show a drop in volume to 340 lakh metric tons. Once again, after a diversion to the ethanol based on the crop condition. Despite drop in sugar volumes, the diversion to ethanol is pegged at 45 lakh metric tons as against the 35 lakh metric tons of the last year. While millers have already contracted the exported quantity allotted for the season, this to the tune of almost 60 lakh metric tons, because of the estimated drop in overall volume, it is unlikely that the additional export quantity shall be allotted by the government. Coming to the Q3 performance, the company's profitability in sugar segment has been slightly reduced in Q3 of the current year as compared to the Q3 of the previous year, mainly on account of increase in coal prices and reduction in distillery production, partially offset by the improved export sugar volumes and also the realizations. The company crushed around 17.78 lakh metric tons in the current quarter, as against 16.17 lakh metric tons in the corresponding quarter of the previous year. The standalone revenue from operations for the quarter ended 31st December 2022 was rupees 727 crores, registering a growth of 6% as against rupees 686 crores in the corresponding quarter of the previous year. Earnings before depreciation, interest and taxes, EBITDA, for the quarter was rupees 63 crores as against 72 crores in the corresponding quarter of the previous year. Standalone profit after tax for the quarter was rupees 16 crore as against 18 crore in the corresponding quarter of the previous year. The standalone revenue from operations for the 9 months ended 31st December 22 was rupees 2,095 crores, registering a growth of 33% as against 1,574 crores in the corresponding period of the previous year. Earnings before depreciation, interest and taxes, EBITDA, and before exceptional items for the 9 months ended was rupees 199 crores against rupees 183 crores in the corresponding period of the previous year. Standalone profit after tax for the 9 months ended was rupees 114 crores as against rupees 58 crores in the corresponding period of the previous year. During the yesterday's board meeting, our board has approved further augmentation of ethanol capacity by expanding the existing 75 KLPD distillery unit at 220 KLPD distillery unit with an incineration boiler at our Nellikuppam facility with an outlay of 87 crores for production of ethanol from syrup and B-heavy molasses. The commercial production from the expanded capacity is expected to commence from April 2024. At Sankli, our unit in Andhra Pradesh, the 120 KLPD multi-feed distillery unit, the project has been completed and production has been commenced in January 2023 for the syrup-based distillery. The grain-based distillery project is under progress and is expected to be completed by April 23. Once the Haliyal distillery expansion of 120 KLPD and the Nellikuppam expansion from 75 KLPD to 120 KLPD are in our place, our overall distillery capacity will be at 582 kiloliters per day per annum, KLPD per annum. Both these expansions will involve a capital outlay of rupees 268 crores, which will be spent in the financial year 24. Now I request our CFO, Mr. Sridhar, to explain you on the segment-wise financial performance. Thank you.
Yeah, this is Sridhar here. Thank you, Suresh, and good afternoon to all. It is a great pleasure to be part of the analyst call and to share key information on the operational and financial performance of the company. I would like to share with you the key operating parameters segment-wise. Sugar operations. Crushing operations were carried out in all our sugar mills during this quarter. I would like to share the quantitative details as under. In quarter 3, we crushed around 17.78 lakh metric tons when compared to corresponding quarter of previous year, which was at 16.17 lakh metric tons. This is an increase of 10% over the previous year. On a year-to-date basis, we crushed around 28.85 lakh metric tons when compared to corresponding period of previous year, which was at 24.23 lakh metric tons. On the recovery, in the quarter 3, the recovery from all our plants were at 10.49% compared to previous year, which was at 10.39%. That's an improvement of 0.10% over previous year. On a year-to-date basis, the recovery from all our plants were at 9.91% when compared to corresponding period of previous year, which was at 9.89%. In Q3, we produced around 1.70 lakh metric tons against corresponding quarter of previous year, which was at 1.50 lakh metric tons. That is an increase of 0.2 lakh metric tons over previous year. On a year-to-date basis, we produced around 2.59 lakh metric tons when compared to corresponding period of previous year, which was at 2.21 lakh metric tons. That is an increase of 0.38 lakh metric tons. Cane landed cost was at rupees 3,360 per metric ton against corresponding quarter of previous year, which was at 3,350 per metric ton. On a year-to-date basis, our cane landed cost was rupees 3,260 per metric ton when compared to corresponding period of previous year, which was at rupees 3,231 per metric ton. For the quarter 2, we achieved a sales volume of around 1.38 lakh metric tons, of which domestic was 89,000 metric tons and exports were 49,000 metric tons. And the previous year, sales volumes were at 1.31 lakh metric tons, of which domestic was 92,000 metric tons and exports were at 39,000 metric tons. On a year-to-date basis, we achieved a sales volume of around 3.99 lakh metric tons, of which domestic was 2.79 lakh metric tons and exports were at 1.20 lakh metric tons. And the previous year sales volumes were at 3.11 lakh metric tons, of which domestic was 2.29 lakh metric tons and exports were at 82,000 metric tons. The average selling price of sugar for the quarter was around 36.24 per kg compared to the previous year selling price of rupees 35.25 per kilogram. On a year-to-date basis, our sugar selling price was at rupees 35.79 compared to the previous year price of rupees 34.67 per kilogram. The closing stock as of December 31st was at 1.25 lakh metric tons. The revenue from sugar operations in quarter 3 was at rupees 539 crores against corresponding period of previous year, which was at rupees 490 crores, an increase of 10% over previous year. On a year-to-date basis, the revenue from sugar segment was rupees 1,534 crores against corresponding period of previous year, which was at rupees 1,145 crores, an increase of 34% over previous year. I'd like to state here that there are no cane overdues as of today and all payments have been made at the FRP rates. On the cogen operations, in quarter 3, we generated a power of around 1,341 lakh units against previous year, which was at 1,244 lakh units. On a year-to-day basis, we generated a power of around 2,926 lakh units as against corresponding period of previous year, which was at 2,088 lakh units. Exports. In quarter 3, we exported power around 675 lakh units as against previous year, which was 669 lakh units. On a year-to-date basis, the power exports were at 1,638 lakh units as against corresponding period of previous year, which was at 1,106 lakh units. The average power tariff during the quarter was rupees 4.42 per unit as against the previous year, which was at 4.72 per unit. On a year-to-date basis, the average power tariff was rupees 5.40 per unit as against the previous year, which was at rupees 4.17 per unit. In quarter 3, the revenue from cogen operations were rupees 56 crores against previous year, which was at rupees 49 crores. On a year-to-date basis, the revenue from cogen operations were rupees 149 crores against the previous year, which was at rupees 77 crores. On the distillery front, we sold around 225 lakh liters during quarter 3 compared to the previous year sales volume of 264 lakh liters. Of which ENA was 79 lakh liters and in the previous year the ENA sales were at 139 lakh liters and ethanol was 143 lakh liters during the year compared to the previous year which was at 121 lakh liters. On a year-to-date basis we sold around 669 lakh liters compared to the previous year sales volume of 568 lakh liters. Of which ENA was 239 lakh liters. The previous year numbers were 280 lakh liters and ethanol was at 430 lakh liters and the corresponding previous year numbers were at 288 lakh liters. On the price realizations in quarter 3, the distillery operations we realized a price of rupees 61.11 per liter as against the previous year realization of rupees 56.35 per liter. This is due to product mix and increase in ethanol prices announced by the government. On a year-to-date basis, our price realizations from distillery operations was at rupees 59.12 per liter against previous year realization of rupees 56.16 per liter. The revenue from distillery operations in quarter 3 was rupees 141 crores compared to rupees 151 crores during previous period. On a year-to-date basis, our revenue from distillery operations were rupees 407 crores against the previous year, which was at rupees 325 crores. In the Nutra segment, as far as the Indian operations are concerned, in quarter 3, we were at around rupees 14 crores as against rupees 13 crores in the previous year. On a year-to-date basis, the turnover was rupees 50 crores against the previous year turnover of rupees 55 crores. At the consolidated level, the Nutra business turnover was rupees 62 crores against corresponding previous year, which was at rupees 68 crores. On a year-to-date basis, the turnover was rupees 199 crores against the previous year turnover of rupees 204 crores. On the employee benefit expenses, for quarter 3, we were at rupees 41.75 crores as against 34.24 crores. And on a year-to-date basis, the expenses were at rupees 122.37 crores as against rupees 101.65 crores. The increase in costs are on account of annual salary increase, headcount increase due to expansions in distillery operations and strengthening of the team for better management of the safety related areas. On the other expenses for quarter 3, it increased by about rupees 31 crores. That is from rupees 100, it was at 138 crores in current year against the previous year number of rupees 107 crores due to increase in production of sugar, consumption of power and fuel, repairs and maintenance, mostly to do with safety related expenses, increase in advertisement expenditure on retail sales, and corresponding increase in packaging, dispatch, and freight cost increase due to higher exports and retail sales, and also due to increase in selling and administration expenses. On the finance cost, we were at rupees 8.49 crores compared to previous year, which was at rupees 11.48 crores. The finance cost has decreased by about rupees 3 crores due to better cash inflows. On a year-to-date basis, our finance cost has been at rupees 25.66 crores as against the previous year cost of rupees 35.94 crores. The capex program continues to be kept very tight and we have spent around rupees 148 crores. This will include the spend incurred on Sankli 120 KLPD project, which costs around rupees 93 crores incurred till date. All the capex we are currently investing are towards value addition, safety, environment, and productivity improvements. This standalone business long-term loans was at rupees 169 crores. Last year, same period, it was rupees 25. There is an increase of rupees 25 crores over the previous quarter. And the short-term borrowings was at rupees 53.50 crores. That is rupees 50 crores increase over the previous year. This increase in long-term borrowing is towards 120 KLPD project at Sankli, and the increase in short-term borrowings are on account of working capital requirements. With reference to our refinery business, the production volume for quarter 3 was 2.27 lakh metric tons as against the previous year production of 1.5 lakh metric tons. The year-to-date sugar production volumes was at 5.49 lakh metric tons as against previous year production of 3.89 lakh metric tons. Refined sugar sales volume for quarter 3 was 2.37 lakh metric tons as against previous year sales volume of 2.29 lakh metric tons. The year-to-date sugar sales volume was 5.86 lakh metric tons as against previous year sales of 4.26 lakh metric tons. The profit before tax for quarter 3 was a loss of rupees 53.79 crores as against the previous year loss of rupees 3.67 crores. The year-to-date PBT was a loss of rupees 208.25 crores as against the previous year loss of rupees 40.52 crores. The business had to incur an expense of rupees 105.62 crores as of December 31st, 2022 on account of clearance of shipments consequent to accidents at PSRIPL factory. This 105.62 crores includes rupees 60.14 crores which was incurred as of September 2022. The long-term borrowings as of December 31st, 2022 was rupees 200 crores. The borrowings as of March 31st also continue to remain at 200 crores. The short-term borrowings as of December 31st, 2022 was rupees 760.65 crores. The borrowing as on 31st March 2022 was at rupees 648.41 crores. I would now leave the floor open for taking questions, and we will be in a position to answer.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. You may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Falguni Datta from Jet Age Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, yes. Good afternoon, sir. I just wanted to know what are the margins, how are the margins in grain-based ethanol and sugarcane juice-based ethanol versus the B-heavy molasses ethanol?
Sir, I would request you to unmute your line and speak, please.
Normally, the grain-based will be around 2 to 3 rupees relatively lower than the syrup-based ethanol. We are yet to commence the grain production. That will happen only in the Q1 of the next financial year.
And sir, juice-based ethanol, what is the absolute profits at EBITDA level per liter?
I mean, it varies from factory to factory. It depends on the cane price at which we procure, and at EBITDA level it will be anywhere between 4 to 7 rupees.
And this would be how much lower than B heavy?
I mean,
or if you can say how much will be B heavy, just to get a sense.
B heavy will be just about a rupee difference.
Okay, rupee higher, let's say.
Yeah. It will be lower. The margins will be
lower than the cane directly from juice.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Alok Vora from TRAI. Please go ahead. Mr. Vora, I have unmuted your line. Kindly proceed with your question.
Good afternoon, sir. I just wanted to know there are news that the monsoon this year is not going to be that good. The rains are not going to be that good. How your company is expected to perform in the coming monsoon? Thank you.
So, Alok, thank you for your question. We are hearing news on El Nino and so on and so forth. I think it might be too early to say. There are number of predictions. There are also some predictions where the southern regions will be less impacted than the north. So, you know, I think we'll have to wait. Perhaps end March, April is a more reasonable time. If you look at most of the ag companies, we, you know, have conversations with them. Everyone is kind of waiting till the end March, April time frame to really get a good read on where the monsoons are going to be. So, of course, from our planning perspective, we will be planning various scenarios, but maybe it's a little early to comment definitively on that.
Mr. Bora, yeah. Any further questions?
No further questions. Thank you.
A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question at this time. The next question is from the line of Kashyap from Broadview Research. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Just wanted to, I missed the debt numbers. Could you just share the debt at standalone levels and at refinery, both across long-term and short-term?
Yeah. Hi, Kashyap. This is Sridhar here.
Hi.
On the standalone basis, our long-term loans have been at 169 crores. And this is more to do with the interest subvention loans what we have availed for the distillery expansions. And on the short-term loans, it is 53.50 crores as of December.
Okay.
On the refinery operations, the short-term borrowings have been at rupees 761 crores. And the long-term loans are rupees 200 crores, which is borrowed by refinery from EAD Paris.
Okay. And that, I think the repayment is supposed to happen starting this FY24, right?
Out of 400 crores, which was given as loan by EAD Paris, refinery business has already repaid around 200 crores. The next the 100 crores each will be repaid in the subsequent 2 years. That is in FY24 and FY25.
Correct. Okay. Okay, fair, fine. Just one suggestion in case, you know, if you can just share the operational details on a press release, then it would basically save us 15 minutes on the call. And maybe we can go through it and be prepared with better questions.
Okay. We'll come back.
Thank you.
We'll come back.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Majumdar from BNK Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. So I had a few questions. One was, we've been hearing murmurs on the Maharashtra crop getting impacted because of the unseasonal rains. But we've seen a reasonably good performance in the sugar business in the third quarter from you. What is the outlook for the balance of this sugar season? Is there going to be an impact in North Karnataka, which is likely from us?
So, Rajesh, Muthu here. Yes, so, you know, that impact in Maharashtra, I think almost down by close to 2 million, I think. So, what essentially then happens is a lot of those mills come poaching cane and they will come across the border and poach from Karnataka. Karnataka mills who are located on the border are seeing that happen. And to that extent, it will impact the cane crush of the existing mills because sugar cane is going away from their catchment area. We do have mills located on the border and we are seeing that. So we are working out in terms of how best to, you know, to mitigate. but it will be an impact in Q4.
Okay. And sir, the other question was on the 100 rupees increase in the FRP, which has been contested, I believe. What is the status of that? Is there any legal obligation to pay that? As I understand, there is none.
No, the matter is still in court, and there isn't a final verdict out. I presume there isn't a final verdict out. So perhaps there is no further discussion until there's a final verdict.
Okay, because UP has kept this SAP intact also. So various states are reacting in various ways. So I'm just wondering where this is leading.
See, this is an election year in Karnataka, so obviously this is a political matter. So that's the root cause of this. I mean, we'll have to see how the courts rule and then take things further. As of now, there's no action because we haven't given official loan.
So secondly, did you mention 761 crore short-term loan in the refinery business? Is that correct? Did I hear the figure correctly?
You are right.
So what is this on account of, and where are we going in terms of this loan? Is it going to get repaid soon? Because I'll tell you, refinery, we have seen the best of the refining margins in the last few months, and EID Paris still doesn't seem to be benefiting from it. So what are we really doing on this business? And I keep on asking this question to you, I know, but it's been a drag from day one. And really, there's no strategic strength for us to continue with this business. But we simply keep on, incurring losses in this. So, will you give us some color as to where, why are we taking more loans on account of this business, and where do we see it down the line?
Good afternoon. This is Suresh Kannan here. Thanks for your question. As far as the refining business with respect to the short-term debt is concerned, it's basically part of the working capital requirements. Plus the fact that the basic sugar prices have gone up over the last three quarters on a substantial basis. So that's causing the increase in the short-term loans. And as you have seen, even in the past, we have repaid these loans. So to the debt level to come down to the level of around 500 to 600 crores. So the same possibility exists for going forward for the current financial year is concerned. You are right in the sense that the refining margins were good as far as the current year is concerned. On an operational basis, we are also closer to that performance, but because of the unfortunate events, we had to provide for this one-off items with respect to the delay in execution of order. And that's the reason that, the margin improvement is not flowing through. We are continuously working on stabilizing the business without any such disruptions. And number two, with respect to increasing the value of the sugar that we are selling in terms of going ahead with the increased percentage of value-added sugar and value-added customers, and continuously working with respect to the cost, because there have been substantial fuel cost escalations that have taken place. I think most of the material cost and fuel cost inflation is already dealt with, and to that extent, the world markets have also responded to the cost increase by the refiners. So that gives us the positive ray of hope in terms of having a better operational performance going forward.
So you mentioned in the 2Q call itself that also that 3Q will be better, but still we are finding that the same problem is persisting in the refinery. So it's kind of and refining margins can come off again from the levels that we've seen. So in that scenario, will we continue to see stable margins in this business of $30-$40, which you had earlier indicated at some point of time, or not?
Let me answer this question in two parts. One is with respect to the margins. So if you look at the white premiums were depressed for the last 2 to 2.5 months, basically because of the overhang of the Indian exports. And the structure of Indian exports have also changed over the last couple of years. They are moving from a raw sugar exporter to more predominantly white sugar, and then also into refined sugar. But now that wave is off, and we had discussed earlier in the call also, there is not expectation of any major Indian exports going forward. So we are already seeing the signs that the white premiums are going up, because that's needed for attracting the refined sugar from other sources. So we do expect the refining margins to come back to the levels what you have quoted as far as the discussions are concerned.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Ritwik Seth from OneUp Financial. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. So I have a few questions. Firstly, on the distillery sales, peak distillery sales could be close to 19 crores liter once all the projects are commissioned and running at full capacity.
Yeah, that's right. You'll get to around 18 to 19, yeah.
Okay, thank you. And you mentioned in the opening remarks that both the existing projects will be completed by FY24 end, right?
So, Haliyar will be sort of Q4 FY24,
right.
And Nellikuppam augmentation will be Q1 FY25. So, you will be on this 18-19 run rate from Q1, Q2 FY25.
Sure. Thank you. My next question is on the refinery. You mentioned the operating numbers. Can you please repeat it? I have missed the numbers on revenue, PBT and PAT, please.
Yeah, this is Sridhar. Yeah. The refined sugar sales volume were at 2.37 lakh metric tons as against the previous year sales volume of 2.29 lakh metric tons. The previous year numbers, the year-to-date numbers were at 5.86 lakh metric tons as against the previous year sales of 4.26 lakh metric tons.
Okay. And the revenue, PBT and PAT for 9 months?
The PBT for quarter three was a loss of about rupees 53.79 crores.
Okay.
As against the previous year loss of rupees 3.67 crores.
Hmm.
The year-to-date PBT was a loss of about 208.25 crores as against the previous year loss of rupees 40.52 crores.
Okay. And is there any exceptional item for this quarter?
There is an exceptional item this quarter to the extent of about 45 crores.
Okay. Is it possible?
Yes.
Or what is it regarding?
Let me read it out for you. The business had to incur an expense of rupees 105.62 crores as of December 31st, 2022, of which it includes rupees 60.14 crores as of September 2022 on account of clearance of shipments consequent to the accidents at PSRIPL's factory.
Okay. Okay, so this 105 crores is an exceptional item in 9 months, which we have reported a 208 crore loss.
That's right. That's
half is the exception. Okay, fine. And so just on the debt figure on the refinery, from here on, where do we expect the debt to settle at for the short term from 760 crores?
Yeah, Suresh Kannan here. We expect the short-term debt to be in the region of 500 to 600 crores.
Okay. Okay, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Participants who want to ask a question can press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Roger Kumar Vaidyanathan, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I have two questions. So the first question is, if I see the operating results of your sugar and cogen and distillery, for the 9 months, we have done negative 177 crores. And for the previous financial year, we have done about 150 crores positive. So I just wanted to know, given that Q4 is going to be good, so will you be able to match the previous numbers or exceed that, or it's going to be lower than what you did the previous financial year?
I think you might be looking at consolidated numbers, right, Sridhar?
That's correct, yeah. Yeah, I'm looking at the consolidated numbers.
So that includes the refinery business as well.
Yeah. So that includes this 100 crores exceptional loss in that operating results, or it's sitting in the exceptional line?
No, I mean, As far as the standalone is concerned, we are definitely going to do better than what we were, what we have performed in the previous year. And on a consolidated basis, I mean, there has been exceptional issues as far as the refinery business is concerned. So we may be in almost in line with the last year numbers if we have to look at on a consolidated basis for the sugar segment.
Okay. That could be. Yeah. Yeah,
any further questions from your end, Mr. Rajakumar?
Yeah, I have just one more question. So I think the nutrient and allied business segment has been exceedingly well compared to the last year. So whether Q4 will also see similar outperformance as what you've done in the first 9 months?
Which segment, sorry?
The nutrient segment.
Yes, so that is obviously our, I'm assuming you're referring to Coromandel International, which
that's
is
correct,
the
yeah.
subsidiary company. So I think they've done an investor call already. I think that call upload should be available online. I think this isn't the management which looks at Coromandel. They have an independent management team. So I think you should log into that call, or you know, you can check out the transcript of the call. All the recording, and I think you will get some color on their business performance and what they're looking at for the coming quarter.
Yeah, sure, I will do that. Sir, but if I look at your overall performance, more than 95% of the profit is coming from Coromandel operations only. We're not seeing any positive bottom line coming from the EID core business.
So, sorry, what's the question?
You know, what I'm saying is, in your results, if I look at your consolidated results, the bottom line, 95% of your bottom line is coming from the Coromandel business. We're not seeing any positive bottom line coming from the EID business per se.
Yeah, this is Sridhar here. The performance of the sugar operations will have to be looked at on an annualized basis and not... For 9 months period. So because the crushing season happens between November to March, so it is not the right way to compare the sugar operations versus the Coromandel operations during in between the year.
Yes,
Sir, do you have any further questions?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one now. You may press star and one to ask a question. Participants who want to ask a question may press star and one now. Ladies and gentlemen, as that was the last question for today, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you everyone for taking your time out and attending this call, and hoping to see you with some next call. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of DAM Capital Advisors Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.